You're listening to the best high school football coverage with Big Z Sports and 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the DAC Vitamins and Minerals postgame show, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Nick McWilliams. We are live in the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios, and we're going to get into a Tuscarawas Insurance Agency scoreboard update. Sandy Valley all over Indian Valley, 52-28. Newcomerstown, they fall to East Canton, 20-14. Ridgewood all over Tuskegee Valley, 42-12. Garway, they get by Claymont, 48-6. West Holmes, they shut out Madison Comprehensive, 63-0. Carrollton, they beat Marlington, 32-24. Edison, they knock off Conotton Valley, 23-14. Steubenville upends Dover, 28-7. Malvern, they beat Strasburg, 34-12. And Fairless, they beat Loudonville, 35-13. Tomorrow night, TCC, they host Buckeye Trail. The game we're going to talk about now was down I-77 in Cambridge. New Philadelphia, they handle Cambridge and beat them 41-10. We're going to happy to welcome in head football coach of the New Philadelphia Quakers, Matt Dennison. Coach, congratulations, man. You guys are 2-0 on the season, and you really got off to a quick start. Your quarterback, Caden O'Neill, with a couple touchdown passes tonight, a touchdown run, but your team played great on offense again tonight and defense.
Yeah, you know, we played a complete game. Actually, if you look at it, I would say that our special teams played the best tonight and was consistent. We had two kickoffs that weren't touchbacks that started at the 8 and the 13. We had two punts inside the 10 and kicked two field goals. So we were really happy with that. Offensively and defensively, we played very well. We got to get better with our consistency on both sides of the ball. But all in all, it was a real good night for us.
Coach Reese Meekin had a couple of touchdown runs. Also, Stokey, a couple of touchdown catches from Caden O'Neill. Just talk about what you didn't get to see much out of Caden last week because of the weather conditions and everything else. Talk about what you saw in him tonight as we had good weather and also settling into really his first full game at quarterback.
Yeah, I thought he managed the game well. In fact, When we took him out, then he really managed the game, which is what we want him to do.
He's still there, Coach, but I wanted to ask a little bit about your defense. I know you got quite the, I guess we'll call
play.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about that, Coach.
We're on the way back from Cambridge, so we're running through the hills. But he managed the game. He extended plays. He threw balls away that weren't there. Kept us, kept the drives alive. But sometimes, live to play another day, and did a great job managing tonight, and I was really happy. He's really improved from last week. Last week, his fakes weren't as good as they were tonight, and it paid off for him when he pulled and ran for, I think, like a 60-yard touchdown the first half.
For sure, Coach. And what I wanted to ask about was on the defensive side of the ball. We saw Cambridge pull off an impressive win against Indian Creek, and we wondered how they would fare against the Quakers' defense. We know you have, and I mean this in the best way possible, a monster on the defensive side of the ball in Logan Ort, but definitely an entire unit effort here this evening as you guys limited Cambridge to just 10 points.
Yeah, you know, we look for perfection, and that's what's was good tonight. You know, we went into halftime and had given up 3 points. We're up 31-3 and weren't happy because we gave up a long run. So that was good for us. We saw some things, found some new things tonight. We had Caden Richmond was out tonight. I don't know if you guys knew that, who's our top receiver and our top defensive back. He had to miss tonight with an injury. So we plug in Willie Wallace, and he steps in and has two interceptions as a sophomore. And we got a lot more depth built tonight. And we can do a lot of more things with our secondary. When you have Willie that can play on a couple of positions, and, you know, we can do some new things with some personnel, which makes us that much better, I think. And we'll see how we fare the next 2 weeks. We got two weeks where we're going to have to stop the run against two great running football teams. So it's just going to get tougher for us, and we're looking forward to that.
Coach, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Next week, you're at Canfield. They were 7-3 last year. You did not play them, but the next 4 weeks really are really going to see what New Philadelphia is all about. But it starts next week at Canfield. What do you know about the Cardinals?
Well, they're gonna line up toe to toe and punch you in the mouth, and that's the style of football we play, and that's the style of football they play. So it should be a war of attrition a little bit. We're gonna fight real hard both sides of the ball, and see who wins that line of scrimmage, and that's gonna that's going to see who wins that game. They had another impressive win tonight, beat the Notre Dame Cathedral Latin pretty badly, so we're going to have to get after it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win, improving to 2-0 on the season. Best of luck next week. We look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Again, that's Matt Dennison, our head football coach for the New Philadelphia Quakers. Their Quakers knock off Cambridge tonight 41-10 to improve to 2-0 on the season. Quick scoreboard update, again, brought to you by Tusk Insurance Agency and Zach Motai. Sandy Valley, they knock off Indian Valley 52-28. East Canton over Newcomerstown 20-14. New Philadelphia 41-10 over Cambridge. Ridgewood, they knock off Tuskegee Valley 42-12. Garraway all over Claymont 48-6. West Holmes, they knock off Madison Comprehensive 63-0. Carrollton, they beat Marlington 32-24. Edison, they beat Conotton Valley 23-14. Steubenville upends Dover 28-7. And Malvern, they knock off Strasburg 34-12. We're going to head west out on Route 39 and talk to the West Holmes head football coach, Zach Gardner. He joins us tonight. And, coach, you guys improved to 2-0 on the season with a decisive win over Madison Comprehensive, 63-0. Coach, it's got to feel good to be 2-0.
No, absolutely. You know, especially after, you know, everything we went through last year, you know, with the injuries and just being young. You know, we went through the fire last year, and our kids are really reaping the rewards of that now, having the experience and turning that into the success that we're seeing on the field. Tonight was a great program victory. Our seniors made plays, our juniors made plays, our sophomores made plays, our special team scored, our defense scored and got a shutout, and our offense was very efficient, you know, throwing the football through the air.
Coach, you talked to us in the preseason and even into week one of last week, and you talked about your offense, and they really put up some points tonight, 63 points. Noah Clark, another big game for you, three touchdown passes. I know you didn't hear, but in our pregame show tonight, we named Noah Clark our week one Big Z Sports McInturf Realty Player of the Week. So if you could pass that information along to Noah, we would appreciate that. And, you know, Noah had another big game for you tonight.
No, you know, Noah is basically a fullback, you know, who can throw the football well. He's a kid who has grown a ton. He's just a great athlete, just a tough, hard-nosed kid. And, you know, every snap he takes, you know, he becomes a better quarterback with the mechanics of throwing and reading a defense and just being the field general out there, you know, running the offense. And he's a great kid, you know, to have behind center. And, he's got a lot of weapons, to throw to.
Coach Z, my man, I gotta tell you what, my brother, you talked to me earlier in the season about depth, right? We talked at length about depth, and Peyton McKinney come in and throw a couple of touchdown passes after what he had happened to him in week one last year is impressive. You know, Garrett Estep, 128 yards on 12 catches and two touchdowns. You know, just talk to me about the depth that you've created. I mean, we didn't even know who the Shearer kid was until last week, and then all of a sudden Brett Shearer shows up. He has another touchdown run tonight. Sawyer Pritt, didn't hear his name. You have built depth, my friend, and that is a huge benefit of all the trials and tribulations you went through last year.
No, absolutely. You know, our kids got a lot of meaningful reps last year, you know, in the terms of, you know, the amount of time that they played. I will say about Peyton McKinney, you know, he is the heart and soul of our football team. He, you know, he's our leader. You know, he's one of the most selfless, toughest players that I've ever thinking coach. You know what he went through, you know, he threw for 300 yards week one last year, tore his ACL on the last play of the game when we ran him, and you know, to win the game, to pick up a first down to run out the clock. And then you know, as soon as we got him back after basketball season, he had his ACL surgery, and then a week and a half into lifting, you know, we couldn't be around him anymore till June. So you know, he's tough as nails, he's our leader, you know, he sets the tone. And he sets the culture that everyone follows through here, and just can't say enough good about Peyton McKinney.
Coach, whenever you have a win that's this decisive, I always like to look at the areas of the game where maybe you saw something that improved vastly moving forward, or something you might not have seen in the previous week. And that might have been special teams. I think you guys did have a couple special team scores in week one. You follow that up with more in week two. How important will that be when you move down the road? And maybe I'm not being rude to Madison Comprehensive, but maybe when the competition is a little bit stiffer.
You know, we make no bones about it. This is a year where everybody is in the tournament if they want to be. We obviously want to be in the tournament. So, you know, the whole point of this is just to get better every week and to prepare to, you know, make a run in the tournament and to win. And if you're going to do that, you have to be clicking on all three phases. And if you're going to beat, you know, there's some great teams left on our schedule, you know, Worcester, New Philadelphia. And if you want to compete with those types of teams, you have to be able to play all three phases of the game. And, you know, we've been able to do that the first 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks in a row, we've got scores from our defense, scores from our special teams, you know, and our offense has been very efficient and, you know, willing to take what the defense gives us and to make plays. So, you know, we went into this week saying that we wanted to win the day. You know, we wanted to get better. You either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same. And, you know, our kids have taken the mentality that they want to get better. And, you know, that's what we've challenged them to do. Like, you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday practice. You know, you're out there and we want to get better. We want to improve in some facet of our game.
Coach, you've scored 119 points in the first 2 weeks of the season. Next week gets a little tougher. You got to travel north to a playoff team in Worcester Generals. You fell to them last year, 33-21. What's going to be the message to the team this week, and what do you know about Worcester?
Well, you know, they had a turbulent off season. You know, they were kind of like Ross Perot in the 1992 presidential election, not knowing if they were going to play football or not. But
appreciate the reference there.
Yeah, old history teacher right here. But this is one that we've had circled with a red magic marker for a year. We were beating them at halftime last year with our young football team and just weren't able to close it out against our league champion, you know, Worcester. So, you know, this is one of those litmus tests. Games for us where we see where we are at as a program. This is the type of championship football game that we want to play in and an environment that we want to play in against a well-coached, you know, basically the blue blood of our league the last several years. And, you know, we're excited to see where we're at.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the huge win. And, you know, I know you guys are getting ready for Worcester already, watching film and getting ready for the Generals. So good luck next week. We look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
I appreciate it, guys.
That's Zach Gardner, head football coach of the West Holmes Knights, as they improved to 2-0 on the season. And they have a big old matchup up off 250 next Friday night in week three of the high school football season. But it's now time for another Tusk Insurance Agency and Zach Motice scoreboard update.
Absolutely. Sandy Valley tops Indian Valley 52-28 in a game that I don't think many of us saw coming. A lot of us, I think, picked the Cardinals to win, but not by that decisive of a margin. Newcomerstown falls to East Canton 20-14 after the Trojans make a spirited run there at the end, but come up just short. New Philadelphia tops Cambridge 41-10, as you just heard recently from head coach Matt Dennison on the great performance for the Quakers and a lot of momentum for them moving into the middle part of the schedule. Ridgewood tops Tuskegee Valley 42-12, had a lot of starters sit after the first half domination by the Generals. Garraway picks up the 48-6 win over Claymont. Garrett Newsome, otherworldly once again, 5 total touchdowns, while West Holmes, you just heard from head coach Zach Gardner, picks up a 63-0 shutout of the Madison Comprehensive Rams. Carrollton moves to 2-0 as they top Marlington 32-24. Fantastic stuff for the Warriors, while Connaughton Valley comes up short against Edison 23-14. Steubenville falls to Dover 28-7, while Strasburg also falls to Malvern 34-12. And looking at some other scores around, Fairless picks up a 35-13 win. Good win for the Falcons there after picking up a week one win. While looking at big games outside Z Country, Canton McKinley 40 over North Canton Hoover 28, while Benedictine has a massive win 42-28 over St. Vincent St. Mary. Mentor continues to be the top team in the state of Ohio as they pick up a 27-12 decision over Euclid, and Ironton all over Galea Academy 55-7 tonight.
How many touchdowns your boy have?
Well, it said, the last one we had was four, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was five or six, whatever it ended up being. I think we lost count.
That's crazy, but it's going to be fun to see him in the scarlet and gray next year, of course. But we're going to take a break, come back, get another coach. You're listening to the DAC Vitamins and Minerals postgame show live from the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios on Z Country 99.9.
Hi, I'm Zach Motice with the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency, and you're listening to the home of the area's best high school football coverage on Big Z Sports.
Back on the DAC Vitamins and Minerals postgame show, live in the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios, I'm Joe Geckler, along with Chris Kale and Nick McWilliams. Quick look at that Tuscarawas Insurance Agency scoreboard update. Sandy Valley all over Indian Valley 52-28. East Canton, they upend Newcomerstown 20-14. New Philadelphia all over Cambridge 41-10. Ridgewood all over Tuskegee Valley 42-12. Garaway, they knock off Claymont 48-6. West Holmes, they hammer Madison Comprehensive 63-0. Carrollton improves to 2-0, 32-24 over Marlington. Edison, they get by Connaughton Valley 23-14. Steubenville, they upend Dover 28-7. And Malvern, they beat Strasburg 34-12. Fairless, they beat Loudonville 35-13. And tomorrow night, Buckeye Trail travels north on 77 to Tuscarawas Central Catholic at 7 o'clock. Our game we're going to talk about now, the Garaway Pirates. They knock off Claymont 48-7. Happy to welcome in head football coach Jason Wallach. Coach, congratulations on improving to 2-0 tonight. Homecoming at Claymont. Team got kind of off to a slow start. Claymont got on the board first, but the Pirates answer and answer often.
Yeah, you know, we came out really flat. Coach Henry had his guys ready to go, as I said earlier in the week. When we talked, you know, he's doing a great job down there. A lot of respect for him. He had his guys ready to play. And, you know, we got a lot of things to fix, to correct. Way too many penalties, way over 100 yards in penalties this evening. And, you know, that's not our football. But we'll get better. We'll watch a film and we'll get better. But, you know, I was proud of the kids, the way we responded in the second half, and we're able to get the win.
Coach, we talked about your penalties. You only had a couple last week, and sounds like you got a few more this week. But talk about offensively. You guys pretty much dominated. 478-119 in total yards, 108-27 rushing, 370-92 passing. Just talk about where it starts up front with your offensive linemen. You know, we know you have your skill players, right? You've got the video game in Garrett Newsom, Jaden Miller, Zach Bickford. The list goes on and on. Ethan Miller, another one. But talk about your offensive line.
Well, the stats looked really good. A lot of that is because we had first and 25 a lot tonight. We had second and 20 some. We overcame a fourth and 25. And we're able to convert. So, you know, we've got to shore up our offensive line, to be honest, Joe. And, you know, and we will. We'll get better. You know, we challenged those guys at halftime. You know, we were playing behind the sticks all night, again, just from penalties. You know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, we drop a couple passes that, you know, is not who we are. And, you know, and the penalties definitely is not who we are. But, you know, the great thing is those are all correctable mistakes, and we'll get better. For sure, we will get better. I know the scoreboard doesn't indicate the game at all. You know, it was tight whole first half. I think it was 20-6 at halftime, and, you know, we were able to get a couple in the second half. But, you know, we'll fix things up front, and we'll get better.
Of course, Coach, that's kind of the common theme, I think, of a lot of people moving into week three. We might be doing well, but we want to improve. And speaking of improve, you guys pitched a shutout in your first week. Now you only give up 6 points. Obviously, the defense is rolling rather well for the Pirates. Moving forward, I'm sure you've gotten a look at some of your depth that you have at all those positions as well. I'm sure that's a luxury to have moving forward with plenty of players ready to go at all times.
Yeah, our defense really played well after the first drive. They handed it to us on their first drive. They went right down the field and dinked and dunked and moved the ball at will on us on their first drive. But Coach Hostetler did a great job, challenged those guys, and they stepped up, you know, for the final three quarters and allowed us to win that game and allowed our offense to get going. So, but it is. It's nice to have, you know, basically one or two guys going both ways, and we don't feel we have a drop-off. You know, we don't have – We don't give and take to get kids on the field. We really feel our skill allows us. And what we do defensively, we're not a big team. You know, we're athletic. We've got a quick defense, and those guys have really fly to the ball. So other than the first drive, I thought we played really, really well defensively.
Coach, you talked about your defense a little bit. I counted up 9 tackles for loss tonight between 7 different football players. That defense, man, you know, 6, 4, 5. 2.5, 2.5. I mean, all kinds of tackles, a bunch of different guys getting involved on that defensive side of the football tonight.
Well, and again, that goes back to, you know, some of our quickness, some of our speed, even our D-line. We really feel we've got a nice, quick defensive line. We've got some long, lengthy defensive ends. Brady Stern is doing a really good job for us, a defensive end who played well at the end of the year last year for us. You know, and our nose guard, Spencer Midday, is a nice player. Undersized, but has good strength and good speed. We feel we have good speed. Our young secondary is doing a really good job. We saw some long balls tonight, and they did well. We're starting 3 sophomores right now in the secondary, and they're getting better. So to see the negative plays is good. The energy. It creates energy, and our guys feed off of that. So, the love was spread for sure defensively.
Coach, you're 2-0 on the season, like we mentioned, giving up 6 points on the year. Next week on the hill in Sugar Creek, the Indian Valley Braves, they were 9-2 last year. They fell tonight to Sandy Valley, 52-28. What do you know about Indian Valley, and what's the message to the team this week?
Well, I know I'm repeating myself, but I know they're a very, very well-coached football team. A lot of respect for Coach Lancaster and what he has done with Indian Valley and the community support that he has down there. I know they lost a few guys. The injury to Shane Thornton is big for their team, but they'll have those guys ready. They'll rebound. They'll have the 24-hour rule, whether it's a win or loss, and those guys will be ready to go next week. So presents a huge challenge. They're a bigger, stronger football team than we are, but that's why we play the game.
Coach, last year, I know this game probably circled on your calendar a little bit. You fell to the Braves last year, 42-13. You essentially bring back your whole team to go against an Indian Valley team. With a team like the Pirates, they have probably a bad taste in their mouth after that loss last year to Indian Valley. You know, is this game circled on your calendar?
You know, we really take a one-week-at-a-time approach. We don't really look ahead. We really focus on the opponent that we have for the week. And I know sometimes you question me, and thanks for bringing up that game last year, by the way, too. But we don't. We go week in and week out. And you know what? We'll enjoy this victory tonight. We'll watch the film. We'll get better tomorrow, and then we'll start preparing for Indian Valley. And, again, they're going to be a very, very well-coached football team. They always fly around. They've got size. It creates a big challenge for us, but we know, coming into the year that Indian Valley was 9-2 and they handed one to us. Yes. Do we have a game circled? No. We'll get better and we'll get ready to play next Friday night here on the hill.
Hey, Coach, I know you said you don't have a game circled, but I think there might be some psychological games starting already because I've got Coach John Slusser on the other line, and he told me to try to cut in and interrupt you. I didn't do that, but just to let you know, he told me to do that.
Yeah. Well, thankfully we play them at the end of the year. We're not worried about them. John and I just talked the other night. It's nice to play that game week 12 or week 10 now and not have to worry about it. But that game's become a great rivalry. But again, we've got some really, really tough football teams in the IBC this year, and we're looking forward, to the challenge. And, the great thing is, I told the kids after the game, the great thing is everybody makes the playoffs this year. It's unfortunate that you don't have to earn it. I'm a big believer that you should earn, getting into the postseason and to experience that. A lot of respect for those guys down there in West Lafayette, too.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your night. Congratulations on the win and joining us here on the Big Z Sports postgame show presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Jason Wallach, head football coach of the Garraway Pirates, joining us here on our post-game show. Again, the Pirates knock off Claymont 48-6 tonight. Claymont got on board first. They scored first, and then Garraway reeled off 48 unanswered points to win 48-6. We're going to stay right here and head down to West Lafayette and welcome in the head football coach of the Ridgewood Generals, John Slusser. Coach, your team, they got off to a fast start tonight and knocked off Tuskegee Valley 42-12. I know the starters were pulled at halftime. You guys were up big at the half, but your quarterback, Gabe Tingle, did it on the kind of all phases of the game tonight. Two touchdown passes, two touchdown runs, and a fumble return on special teams. Gabe Tingle is getting it done for the Generals, Coach.
You know what? I've been coaching him well. I'm working with a little bit of talent. I'm just trying to get him better. You know what I mean?
Coach, you guys are pretty good this year, you know. Did you agree with us on that?
We haven't been yet, that's for sure. We're hoping we are next week.
You're killing
me. We have not
me.
Been yet. That's for sure.
Coach, you're killing me.
I got to say this, too. I got to tell you this. I feel Jason, I don't like what he just did. He tried to make me feel shame because I took a cheap shot at him. I wanted you to interrupt his interview from mine, and he took the high road and like tried to praise and do all that. Now I feel really bad. I don't like him for doing that. He's a better man.
A memory into week six, right?
I was hoping to like egg him on, and then he took the high road. I don't respect him for that. He should have fired back at me. Now I feel bad. You know what I mean?
well, Coach, swinging back to your game, that you defeated Tuskegee Valley tonight, 42-12. Talk about defensively what you guys did. You know, they've got a quarterback over there in his second year now that is continuing to get better. They also have an explosive running back in Tristan Tesh, and you guys pretty much took him away other than one touchdown tonight. Just talk about what you guys did defensively to kind of stymie the Trojans tonight.
You know, our whole focus this week was to try to play with a more enthusiasm and have a better attitude. We thought last week we were a little flat. You know, was it because of the delays? Was it because it was our first game here with no crowd? Or was it poor coaching? I don't know. You know, but it was something. We talked about this week. Playing with a better attitude and more enthusiasm, being a little excited to play. And I think we were better at that tonight. Our execution still was not good. You know, we're still trying to put some things together. But defensively, we've been pretty sound both games. I will tell you this, we had some problems tackling tonight. The Tesh kid, he did run really hard. We just got a lot of hats to the ball, so he had some problems. But he usually break a tack or two. They actually made plays offensively, but, you know, they would turn it over or we would, you know, get a big play. Gabe's the play that Gabe returned for a touchdown, the kid broke about three or four tackles and then cut it back. I mean, he ended up having a big, what do you have, a six-yard gain? Probably got 6 yards and fumbled at the end and went to Gabe, and then he cut through some people and scored. So what turned, you know, it was a really good play by them, turned into a disaster and a good play for us. But they did some good things. We just, you know, we played with a little bit more excitement tonight. I was proud of us for that. And listen, we've made no secret about it. We've been building for week three. You know, we knew that was going to be a big game. And, you know, we're excited to go play next week at Sandy Valley.
Of course, Coach. And, you know, we want to give all the credit in the world to Gabe Tingle, it seems, week in and week out, because we know what he can do. You've said many times that your defensive line is probably the best in Division 5, but I want to give a little bit of credit to your offensive line. I know they've been performing pretty well up to this point, as evidenced by your offensive totals, but I'm sure you will be asking for more as we continue throughout this season.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they've clicked yet. You know, we've got a lot of good players up front, but, you know, you forget they've been defensive players for 3 years, and it's been a little slow coming on the offensive part. We have yet to be real cohesive up front yet. You know, I think we got better tonight, but it's still not where we want to be. We've got some things to work on to get ready for Sandy. I mean, you know, they are a well-oiled offensive machine right now, so. You know, we've got a lot of things to get done here in the next few days.
Well, Coach, you just mentioned it. Your opponent next week up in Sandyville, the Sandy Valley Cardinals, they knock off Indian Valley tonight 52-28. If you took the over of over 79, you would have been right because 80 points scored tonight between the two teams. What do you know about Sandy Valley, and what's going to be the message to the Generals this week as they prepare for this titanic showdown?
Well, I mean – I've seen Sandy, and I saw Indian I thought Indian Valley looked really good when I saw him. I did not think that Sandy would put up 52 points on him, so that just makes my worst fears come true, because we talked about this. Obviously, everyone knows about the Blair kid at quarterback. He's really, really accurate, really nice athlete. But he's got really nice weapons around him, too. I think their skill guys are as good as anybody in the area. They got big play receivers. They're just really solid on the offensive side of the ball. It'll be a giant test for us. I just told our kid back to the game, and I said, we're getting in a bad habit where, we think we're good. And I said, now, Sandy, next week's going to score. It's going to be more like a playoff game where you got to figure out ways to get stops. I said, we're going to have to show some resilience next week, and I'm worried about that. We haven't had to face a whole lot of that. We'll see what we're made of next week. It's going to be a challenge for us.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, go enjoy this win. Get ready for Sandy Valley, and thanks so much for taking time out of your busy night to join us here in our postgame show. Congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Guys, I appreciate it. Have a great night.
Yeah, again, that's John Slusser, head football coach of the Ridgewood Generals. They improved to 2-0 on the season with a 42-12 win over Tuskegee Valley as they prepare for that Titanic showdown in Sandyville next week between them and the Sandy Valley Cardinals. Both teams are 2-0 and playing really good football right now. It's going to be a fun one next week between Sandy Valley and Ridgewood. And, of course, Garaway Indian Valley next week on the hill in Sugar Creek. Going to be a lot of fun for that one. Two massive games next week in the IVC with a lot of implications on the line. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk to one final coach. We're going to give out some hardware for our hats off and, of course, our McInturf Realty Player of the Week. You're listening to Big Z Sports and our postgame show presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals live in the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios right here on Z Country 99.9.
It's time for the most in-depth postgame show in Tuscarawas County, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals, feeding champions since 1983.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show right here on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Nick McWilliams. We are live in the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios. Big thanks to our special guest that came in tonight, by the way. We didn't mention them why they were here, but my wife came in, my son, which was nice to see. I didn't see him today. I didn't see him before he went to school. My wife, my son, my sister, and my brother-in-law all came in to check out the best post-game show in the area tonight. So I appreciate them coming in to give us a peek and check out the show there for a little bit. But real quick, scoreboard update brought to you by Tuscarawas Insurance Agency and Zach Motais. East Canton, they beat Newcomerstown 20-14. New Philadelphia all over Cambridge 41-10. Ridgewood hammers Tuskegee Valley 42-12. Garaway all over Claymont 48-6. West Holmes, they hammer Madison Comprehensive 63-0. Carrollton all over Marlington 32-24. Edison beat Conotton Valley 23-14. Steubenville upends Dover 28-7. Malvern beat Strasburg 34-12. And Fairless, they knock off Loudonville 35-13. Buckeye Trail TCC tomorrow night at TCC. The game we're going to talk about now is the game that I think everyone was looking forward to here tonight, and it turned out to be a good old good one for the Sandy Valley Cardinals. They knock off Indian Valley 52-28. Cam Blair, four touchdown passes, two touchdown runs, and we're joined by head football coach Brian Gamble. Coach, man, congratulations on this huge win down in Janaden-Hutton tonight. We talked earlier this week about this opportunity that you had to go down to Janaden-Hutton and take on Indian Valley on their new field and their new complex, and your team showed up and showed up in a big way.
Yeah, I tell you what, thanks for having me on, by the way. The stadium there, holy smokes, it's beautiful. They did a great job. They really did. We're proud of our guys. We're happy for our seniors, 0-3 against IV. And, I obviously got to give my respects to Coach Lancaster and, his program. I mean, I have utmost respect for him. And, the Indian Valley kids, those guys play hard. They really do. Tonight we just made some big plays. You know, we made some absolutely big plays, and I love what our defense, you know, how fast our defense is playing with a lot of confidence. You know, and I really loved our defensive game plan. I thought our assistant coaches did a really good job this week, both offensively and defensively, and our special teams as well. Just all around, you know, I thought it was pretty clean. You know, not a lot of penalties. You know, our guys were really, really physical. We had to match your physicality. I thought we did a pretty good job of that. And, you know, obviously we just made some big plays.
Coach, I got to ask you, you know, we can talk about Cam Blair and we can talk about Meech. We can talk about Dante and, or we can talk about anybody on the offensive side of the football, right? But, yep. But the bottom line is, or not Dante Mason, I meant. Yep. You know, we can talk about everybody on the offensive side of the football, but I want to hear about the defense because Indian Valley's got some really strong runners. You know, you got Cole Lancaster, you got Kent Shootball back there, you got Mason Love. Yep. Just talk about how well your defense played, you know, your linebackers, your secondary across the board.
I mean, they run to the football. You know, that's number one. You know, we preach get to the football, and we definitely do that. You know, our defensive unit loves being out there, man. They're wild. They like to play hairs on fire. You know, they like to play possessed a little bit, and you know, they did that tonight. You know, they like to get after it, and you know, those guys up front, I can't say enough for, you know, our linebackers, you know, Reese Franks and Jared Drobny and you know, Ben Petro and Brock Smith, they did a great job, man. And obviously our safeties with Demetrius Evans and Brady Russell, oh, my goodness. And then obviously in the back half with Mason Tucci. And, those guys all played a heck of a game for us. They really did. And our guys up front, you know, they get after it too. Our defensive ends, Brandon Young and Ashton Lee and, you know, our interior guys that don't get a lot of love. You know, Randy Johnson. And Wyatt Moyer, those guys, we all around, man, just playing good, sound team defense. Again, we, you know, our coaches do a really good job. I have a very good staff. I think my staff, I put up with most staff, you know, and they did had an excellent game plan against Indian Valley. You know, we talked about this earlier, you know, about, you know, when Shane Thornton's time, you know, when the first team running back got hurt, and then we knew the backup was Shane Thornton. He had a career night against us, you know. So we knew it's not about the players, it's about the system. We had to control that if we could. And our guys really bought into the game plan and did a really great job.
For sure, Coach. And, you know, you mentioned that some of the guys who don't always get the credit should be getting a tip of the cap tonight, and we 100% agree with that. But I am going to kind of break to tradition here. I like to give attention to those players who deserve a little more credit that might not get mentioned. I got to ask about Cam Blair naturally, but I'm not going to ask solely just about the passing touchdowns. We know he can air it out. We know you have a lot of weapons that can catch the ball. I've got to ask about that touchdown run when he went down the sideline and absolutely mowed over whatever Indian Valley defender it was. I know that Cam got a little bit stronger this offseason, but my goodness, that much stronger?
He's a man's man. You know, he is. He looked different tonight. You know what I mean? He just looks and plays the game a little bit different. And, you know, that was on fourth down, fourth and five, and he just took it down the sidelines and kind of took over. And he can hurt you in both ways. You know, he's not just a guy I can throw around. You know, he's a guy that can hurt you with his legs. He's checking plays at the line. I mean, he's reading defenses and you know, calling it a lot of the plays himself. And he's dialing stuff up. So it's you know, not only analytically that what we're dealing with, but now, you know, physically and you know, both sides with running and throwing. It's a different monster for him.
Coach, obviously, week three is upon us. You guys will put this game behind you, watch film tomorrow, but then move on to the big one that I know has probably been circled on your calendar, and I'm sure Ridgewood has it circled on their calendar as well, a clash of the Titans and the Sandy Valley Cardinals, Ridgewood Generals next week, the battle of two premier quarterbacks in the area with Cam Blair, Gabe Tingle. Both of them were finalists for Big Z Sports Player of the Year last year. It can't get any bigger than next week, can it?
I mean, I don't know where else you're gonna find one, especially in you know, small school football. You know, I really don't. You know, we you know, I know that they've circled this game and you know, I know our guys have too. And we're expecting a humdinger. We're expecting a you know, all out game. So You know, we're very excited for it. We've been, you know, we're ready for it. You know, we think we are, but we'll find out. But Coach Slusser is going to have them ready. I mean, he's one of the best coaches around. And he'll have those guys ready to go. And, you know, we're going to try to see if we can keep up with them.
Well, Coach, go get them next week, and we look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me on, and go Cards.
Again, that's Brian Gamble, head football coach of the Sandy Valley Cardinals, and his team is fired up, and they're playing some really, really good football right now, and they're going to play a team that's playing really, really good football right now as well, and of course, they played you know, it's going to be so much fun next week. It's going to be so big. We're going to have two guys. Heck, I might send the third guy up there just to record. Like,
why don't we just go and do the game?
Yeah, we could, but you know, hey, you never know. We don't have much of a signal up there, though. Unfortunately,
well, we don't have much of a say either.
Yeah, I know.
Could this potentially be? And I don't want to, you know, count my chickens before they hatch, but could this potentially be a game of the year candidate already? Oh, and we're a week away,
absolutely.
And there's so many question marks. Oh. You know, but just. This on paper, this
game,
is incredible.
We're going to talk about this game next Friday, probably for two segments, because in our pregame show, you know, this is such a big game because obviously these guys are Division 5, one's Region 17, one's Region 19. So if they meet in the playoffs, it's not till the regional finals or state semifinals, actually, I think. And you know, that's kind of crazy to think about that they're so close, but they wouldn't meet until they got into the state semifinals. And it's going to be a playoff atmosphere game. It's going to be a playoff caliber game between the two most premier quarterbacks in this area with Cam Blair, Gabe Tingle, and it's going to be a matchup for the ages next week with Sandy Valley Ridgewood. So big thanks to all the coaches to join us tonight. Zach Gardner, Brian Gamble, Matt Dennison, John Slusser, Jim Salimos, and of course Jason Wallach from the Garaway Pirates. They all joined us in our postgame report. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to give our hats off. We're going to give our McInturf Realty Player of the Week as well. You're listening to Big Z Sports and the DAC Vitamins and Minerals postgame show right here on Z Country. 99.9.
It's time for the most in-depth post-game show in Tuscarawas County, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals, feeding champions since 1983.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show right here on Z Country, 99.9. Big thanks to DAC Vitamins and Minerals for sponsoring our postgame show. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Nick McWilliams, we are live in the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studios, and we've come to that time of the night where we've talked to all of our coaches.
This is Zach Motice with the Tuscross Insurance Agency, and this is your 10 o'clock scoreboard on Big Z Sports.
It's been a long day, everybody. We're rounding.
You were like, it's not as long as last week.
I was just letting you know I wanted to push the button, and I was waiting on you to say what you were going to say, and then you just stopped like right in the middle, and I'm like,
I'm just seeing how quick you were.
What do you mean?
You cut me off last week. I figured you'd be all right doing it this week.
Larry Curley and Mo joining me live in the Hartzler's Quality Housing Studio. Anyway, that final scoreboard update. We have Sandy Valley topping Indian Valley 52-28, as you just heard from head coach of the Cardinals, Brian
Gamble. You guys
Gamble.
with your swallowing tonight.
I need more water.
I mean,
East Canton.
You guys had way too much Little Caesar's pizza is what it is.
That could have been
you
it. Guys,
that you could be it.
East Canton picks up a 20-14 win over Newcomerstown. Trojans fought valiantly at the end, but couldn't quite get it done there in the fourth quarter. New Philadelphia, big win, 41-10 over Cambridge. Quakers are for real this year, if we are shocked by that at all.
No.
Ridgewood beats Tuskegee Valley 42-12. Great night for Gabe Tingle. Garaway, and also looking at another great night for a quarterback. Garaway tops Claymont 48-6. Garrett Newsom with 5 total touchdowns there. And West Holmes shuts out Madison Comprehensive 63-0 with Carrollton 2-0 now, 32-24 over Marlington. Massive win for Jim Salimos and the entire Warriors team. Edison notches another win. This time they top Conotton Valley 23-14, while Steubenville beats Dover 28-7. Game was a lot closer than that final score would lead you to believe. Tornadoes had some late errors that were very costly. Malvern tops Strasburg 34-12. And one last rundown of our big games outside Z Country. Ironton who could be on a collision course with some of our area teams. Ridgewood, who played them last year, maybe they top Galea Academy 55-7, absolute domination. Mentor stays the best team in Ohio as they top Euclid 27-12 with Benedictine over St. Vincent St. Mary 42-28. With Canton McKinley picking up a massive Federal League win, topping North Canton Hoover 42-28.
All right, guys, it is time to get to our Hats Off Awards. Of course, brought to you by Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek. We appreciate them sponsoring our Hats Off Awards the last couple of seasons. So I'll start off. My Hats Off Award goes to West Holmes Jr., wide receiver and defensive back Tucker Kaufman. 52-yard punt return for a touchdown after he had an 80-yard fumble return for a touchdown last week. He also had three catches for 47 yards. Congratulations, Tucker. Well done.
And we had a lot of great quarterback performances, but I'm giving mine to what I'm deeming probably about the second best one, to Garrett Newsom from Garraway. 30 for 41 passing, 349 yards, three touchdowns. Did throw an interception, but added nine carries for 54 yards and two touchdowns. There's a reason we call him the video game.
Absolutely. And of course, week two Hats Off Award winner goes to a guy in West Lafayette, Gabe Tingle, quarterback of the Ridgewood Generals. He had five total touchdowns, two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, a scoop and a score on special teams. He did everything tonight for the Ridgewood Generals as they are on a collision course with the Sandy Valley Cardinals. Again, Gabe Tingle, my Hats Off Award winner.
I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I said Garrett Newsom probably the second best. I think we had two of the second best with between Tingle and Newsom, just so I can put that out there.
Okay, well, here we go.
Jan McInturf here for McInturf Realty. And now it's time to select the McInturf Realty Player of the Week.
And it is time for our Big Z Sports McInturf Realty Week 2 Player of the Week. And it goes to a guy that threw four touchdown passes and had two touchdown runs and led his team to a 52-28 victory over Indian Valley. None other than senior quarterback of the Sandy Valley Cardinals, Cam Blair. Congratulations, Cam. You are our McInturf and Realty Big Z Sports Player of the Week for week number two. Congratulations on the big week, Cam, and we look forward to your game next week against the Generals.
Not that we could have given away who that was too much more than how we did going with our hats off, but you can't say enough about that performance. We're going to work on getting his yardage totals, but I'm sure that's through the roof as well.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Week number two.
Guess what, guys? It's done. It's over. Just feel like we just got
close
here.
Close it out.
We're going to close it out by saying thanks to all of our coaches tonight. Zach Gardner, Brian Gamble, Matt Dennison, John Slusser, Jason Wallach, and of course, Jim Salimos from the Carrollton Warriors. Congratulations to all the teams this week on their big wins. And if you didn't get in the win column tonight, get back to work and get there next week. We look forward to talking to all of our stringers again next week as they were very, very important to our show, as are you, the listener. And of course, our sponsors, we can't thank them enough for doing what they do for us to allow us to have Big Z Sports and to give you the best high school football coverage in the area, bar none. Often imitated, never duplicated is Big Z Sports right here on Z Country 99.9.
Thanks for listening to Big Z Sports. Tonight's show was presented by Parkway Ford Lincoln in Dover, Hartzler's Quality Housing, First National Bank of Denison, Wood Electric, Dan's Wholesale Carpet and Flooring, Kime, Parkway Quick Lane, Moore Needenthal Certified Public Accountants, Zach Motice and the Tuscarawas Insurance Agency, Jack Vitamins and Minerals, The Roaming Agency, TMK Valley Propane, and Lehigh Ensley Insurance. Follow Big Z Sports on Facebook, on Twitter, at @Big_Z Sports, and on Instagram. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. for Big Z Sports. If you want the best, there's only one, right here on 99.9 WTUZ, Z Country.